Blackstone Audio presents The Anteater of Death by Betty Webb, read by Hilary Huber. To all my friends, both human and animal, at the Phoenix Zoo, but especially to a certain giant anteater who adores bananas. This one's for you, Jezebel. Chapter 1. Intrigued by the commotion underneath the banana palm, Lucy curled her 4-inch claws under her leathery pads and moved forward on her knuckles to investigate. It wasn't time for the human thing with the soft voice to arrive with the morning meal, so what could the noise be? Ah, there was the cause of the trouble. A strange human thing had fallen into Lucy's enclosure, and now thrashed among the weeds as if it belonged. What nerve! All the ants and big juicy termites in this place were Lucy's, and Lucy didn't share. One swipe with her claws, and the human thing would limp off squealing. She grunted a warning. Get out. If you don't get out, I'll uncurl my claws and give you a rake down your belly. Out! Out! The human thing ignored her, just kept flailing in the weeds. Lucy extended her long nose and poked at it. Better listen to me. The human thing made a rattling sound, slowed its thrashing to a twitch, then lay still. Did it think it could fool Lucy by pretending to be asleep? A sly move, but Lucy was slyer. She knew if she allowed the human thing to stay, it would gobble up all the lovely grubbies as soon as she went back to her nest.